From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. A majority of the Birmingham Public Library's board will be new once the latest appointees are sworn in this afternoon. The library system has faced turmoil over the last few years, and as WBHM's Cody Short reports, the new board will have important decisions to make.
One notable appointee is comedian Jermaine Funny Mae Johnson, who gained a following for his online videos on SEC football. Another is the youngest appointee in recent history, 23-year-old Jordan Davis.
There are 9 board members. 6 of those 9 members are new appointed members. And so it's going to be fresh blood. It's new energy. And we all bring a different skill set to the table.
Over the last few years, the Birmingham Public Library has had its share of controversy. The library board hired an executive director in 2017, only to have him resign 3 years later after staff complaints. After the pandemic hit in March 2020, libraries temporarily closed, the budget was cut in half, and more than 150 employees were furloughed. Most of these workers returned by the end of that year. Since then, Mayor Randall Woofen has advocated for some libraries to be closed for good. Birmingham has more library branches than typical for a city of its size. That's a legacy of having segregated libraries during the Jim Crow era. Today, some areas have 3 libraries within 3 miles of each other. Davis believes the library should remain open.
You know, our public libraries are the only free and public spaces that we have for community members, and so they're vital to the life of our community.
Davis says it's a balancing act for libraries to serve their neighborhoods, as well as being good stewards of taxpayer money. Right now, there are 4 library branches that could be closed: East Inslee, Inslee, North Avondale, and Titusville. Cody Shorts, WBHM.